Good morning. You are listening to Eagle Analytical's Coffee with Ross podcast with Eagle's very own president and CEO, Ross Caputo, PhD.
Dr. Caputo, in the previous episode, you mentioned several times the term quality mindset. Could you tell us what quality mindset means as related to compounding facilities?
Quality mindset goes to understanding why you're doing what you're doing. I do a test or I do an evaluation or I review a document or process. Why am I doing it? What's the purpose? If you collect a data point or you collect something, put it in a file folder and put it away in your drawer and never look at it, don't bother collecting it. You did it for a reason. What is it supposed to tell you? So a quality mindset says, think about what you're doing. Don't just do it. Sorry, Nike. Don't just do it, but why? What did it tell you? What did you learn? If you don't have a quality mindset, if you don't have the idea, my mother had a quality mindset when she cooked, okay? If she didn't do the same thing all the time, every time, and watch what she was doing, taste it, respond to the taste, respond to the texture, it didn't work. And now she's throwing something away and starting all over, so that loses money, right? Well, that happens in business. If I don't watch what I'm doing and I've thought enough about when should I watch, do I watch at the end? Do I watch only at the beginning? Or do I actually figure out where I should look? What are those critical steps or critical points? You know, steps along the way. Check what it is. Okay, you're supposed to clean up your closet in your room. I give you 1 hour to do it. Do I wait for an hour? Or do I check on my kids every 15 minutes to see if they've actually got up off the bed or the couch or the chair? So I think quality mindset is all about thinking why you're doing something and then responding to it, not just blatantly accepting what's going on, like COVID. Have we had a true quality mindset as a nation, as a country, as a world? We wouldn't have been so blind that there are things that we can't control. And all the signs were there. All the warning signs were there. We've got peaks of deaths. Oh, it must be it's New York. New York's dirty anyhow. Or it must be some other country. They don't have the health care we do. It's not always easy to know what you're looking at. So part of a quality mindset is to figure out what you should look at and then look at it. The should versus must, recommend or you have to. There is a slide on one of our presentations that shows a half empty or actually barely coins in a bottle. And the next is a bottle with coins flowing out of it, indicating that if you don't spend much and you have a problem, it's gonna cost a lot more to fix something after it breaks. The cost of quality is something that we learned years ago in industry. Cost of quality means how much does it cost you to stay in business efficiently? And efficiently means I don't have a recall, I don't have a breakdown, I don't have to redo something. At the end of the day, it's always more efficient, cheaper, and you make more money to do it right in the first place. Fixing a problem is an issue. Always been an issue. I believe that it was the car companies in the United States always built 25% of their manufacturing plants for rework. Rework. So you've already determined that 25% of your product is going to come out bad, so I better invest in fixing it. That never made sense. We don't have that anymore. We have some rework. Because things happen. And knowing that things happen a certain percentage of the time is important. But if you plan for 25% failure, you're not going to make money. The recommendations we have in our country on these issues of compounding, recommendations versus laws, is pure stakeholder, and that's a word they use, stakeholder preference. If I yell long enough and argue long enough and tell you long enough, you'll just give in and put a should versus a must. For years, and even today, you're allowed to wear non-sterile garb in the clean room making sterile product as long as your hands going in the hood have sterile gloves. Well, that's just silly. Because we actually test the room outside for microbial content. That's a requirement, and ISO 7 has a requirement. Now, in a GMP world, in a pharmacy world, in a 503B world, it's not an option. It's not an option. Pharmacies and USP and every pharmacy board makes up their own sets of rules and guidelines. So that means it's negotiable in 50 states. That's what happens. FDA is making a rule, right or wrong, but it's for everybody. There's no negotiation. Here it is. Have a nice day. Pharmacies have a tough time, frankly, trying to figure out exactly what they should follow. Because everyone will sit there and say, well, wait a minute, if I don't have to do this in my state, so you're telling me I have bad product in my state? Well, the answer is no, we're not telling you don't have bad product, but what you don't have is compliant product to a rule or regulation. The speed limit 60 or 65. If you're doing that in Texas, you're getting passed time after time after time, right? You have to get passed because the police are doing 75. So that discretion of what rules are state by state. Try to do that in a speed zone in a small city in Kentucky. If you're 2 miles an hour over, you just got a ticket. So things are different. And we run into that a lot. And I think that's difficult to look at that detail, which is why we go back to, and what I'm trying to tell everybody is, quality mindset means you think about what you're doing and why. You're not going to speed in a school zone. Everybody agrees to that. But it must be okay to speed on a highway. Well, the risk is different. That means I thought about it or I did it. So quality mindset is an attempt for us to communicate and to tell people, think about what the right thing is. Then do the right thing, especially when no one's looking.
Mr. Ross, what kind of interest do you have in promoting the quality mindset? Is it something personal, or is it just a part of your business?
Well, sure, right? I mean, think about it. I go to the hospital, my kids go, I have a granddaughter, my family, kids, friends, all go to it. When my granddaughter was born in California, I'm in Palo Alto, California, at the Children's Hospital, where my granddaughter is gonna be born. I went and checked out the pharmacy. I went and checked out their infection control police to see if they were up to snuff, to see if they were doing the right things. I think we all depend upon our healthcare system, but society in general depends on rules, right? Society in general depends upon the structure. We all have a vested interest to do the right thing, and sometimes we're too lazy to do the right thing. That doesn't give us the right to harm someone, even if we don't know we did it. If you're not doing the right thing and that leads to harm, I think that's on you. I think that's the person who did it. I'm real big on, look, we all make mistakes. Get up and move on. And by the way, you may make more than one mistake, right? So it may happen routinely. Just keep getting up, keep trying, keep going forward. We see 483s and pharmacy board citations for things that just make no sense. Now, we understand nuances. Nuances are fine. But doing something that doesn't make sense, open your eyes, do the right thing is what quality mindset is about.
Thank you for listening to Coffee with Ross podcast. Feel free to share your thoughts on this and other compounding related topics. Maybe your comment will be featured as a topic on an upcoming podcast. Until next time, remember to always have a quality mindset.